I was just about to head down to the five spot and take a swan dive into a big martini. And then a man in a suit and a shirt and a tie with no food stains on it walks in with this very nice aroma of freshly earned money.
Excuse me, Mr. Noir, you're a private eye, right?
Yes, sir, of course.
Yeah,
it says on the door.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Available for any type of detection, surveillance.
Good.
Any kind of sleuthing, you know, of an expert nature, you name it.
That's great, because I need you to do some scouting.
Scouting.
For a football team.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure.
Oh, by the way, the name is Luke and John, Matthew M. Luke and John.
I see.
I'm an alum of Gethsemane Seminary and Seminar Center in Central City.
I see. Matthew M. Luke and John.
Yes.
The M stands for?
Marvin.
Oh, for Marvin.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Matthew Marvin, Luke and John. Anyway.
So you're Baptist, right?
Gethsemane? Yes, of course, of course. Hmm. Bible-based Baptist.
Well, I would hope so, yes.
So football has always been very, very important at Gethsemane.
Uh-huh.
We're a scripture-based football team.
I see.
For example, we don't use shoulder pads because they're not mentioned in Scripture. And in the old days, if a man fumbled the ball, we cut off his hand, as it says to do in Scripture.
Yeah,
of course, we don't do that anymore, but we do think about doing it every once in a while. But
it must make recruiting very difficult among the secular player.
Well, that's a possibility. But this week, see, we're playing a big game against UUUU, the Unitarian Universalist United University. The Emersonians, Mr. Noir.
I see.
And something's up.
What?
The volume of betting on this game is off the charts.
Really?
$6 million have been wagered on this game.
Uh-huh.
But UUUU hasn't won a game in nearly 87 years.
No, I wouldn't expect so. Unitarians are hardly a powerhouse when it comes to football. I mean, the bloodlust among them is minimal, right?
They don't care about football at all.
Well, yeah.
They don't even bother to work up plays. Uh-huh. They just stand around arguing in the huddle. Then they go and they run off in all directions.
Really?
I want you to go over there and see if they have something up their sleeve.
I see. I get you drifting.
Right.
All right. Surveillance is my middle name, sir.
I'm glad to hear that.
Go and find out what's going on.
Good luck. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Oh, ooh.
That's my hand there.
Yeah, sorry. It's an important game. Did I make that clear?
Hard there. Yes.
Look, if we fundamentalists lose to a bunch of cake-eater liberal Unitarians, I don't know. We're going to have to start, you know, taking some faith medications, I'm afraid.
The UUUU was in Underwood, Minnesota. It's in Upper Underwood, Minnesota. And I found the football team on the field. They were lying around on the grass around a campfire, and one of them had a guitar out, and they were singing a little Unitarian song there.
In a twist, they backslide and they leave the group. Jews get the blues and have a bowl of chicken soup. Mormons, the chosen ones, they have their secret underwear. Pentecostals are hostile to anyone without a prayer. Lutherans aren't much fun. They're northern folks and they are cold. The brethren only take men. Episcopalians are old.
They were very delicate, slender, gentle young people, like soft tendrils. Well, not a lot of killer instinct, right? The tackling dummies had flowers wrapped around them. The team seemed to be a democracy. Everybody got equal playing time.
All right, Nigel. Listen, you've played 7 minutes at quarterback. Now give me a turn.
Excuse me.
That's fine.
Excuse me.
Yes,
excuse me. A woman playing quarterback here?
Excuse me. I'm TG.
TG.
Transgender.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Thank
fine.
You.
Listen, men or persons. Look, I'm an outsider here. I'm an outsider, but if you don't mind, just give you a little advice here. You know, a man who loves football. Look, you got a big game coming up here this next week. Gethsemane Seminary, you know.
Right,
you know,
right,
these are animals.
What?
Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ever hear a word, win, W-I-N? Huh? Ever, anybody use that word around here? Listen, you got these fundamentalist fanatics who are coming in to eat your lunch. They've been eating your lunch for years. It's time you get in there and hit them hard and get out there and fight for moderation. Come on, get out there and fight for freedom of inquiry and rip their arms out of their sockets and beat them over the heads with it, huh? What do you say?
Are you saying this is going to involve violence?
Come on, listen, come on.
What?
Anybody ever teach you about domineering, about dominating the line of scrimmage and showing people who's boss? You gotta show these guys that humanists are not sissies.
Well, some of us are, actually.
I drove away from Unitarian University sure of one thing. There was no powerful will to win among Unitarians. Their team was just out to have a sort of an interesting football experience. And then have a post-game discussion and maybe write a memoir. So I called up my bookie, Bernie, in Minneapolis, and I put down every last dollar I had on Gethsemane to win by at least 7 points. And the day of the game arrived, and I went down to the field, and I heard Mr. Lukanjohn exhorting his team there on the sidelines.
All right, you guys. I mean, no one comes over here and pushes us around in our own house, huh? We're going to win.
Yeah.
Ever hear the word win?
Win.
Huh?
Win.
It means to pummel, punish, destroy, flail, smash, mash, bomb, pound, spear, lance, flog, trammel, steamroll, nuke, whip, trounce, tromp, humiliate, beat, bash, crush, kill, and spank.
Booyah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Well, over on the sidelines of the Unitarian side.
Give me a you if you want to. Give me another you, if you're comfortable with that. Give me yet another you, unless you have to get going. And then give me a final you, as long as it's approved by committee. Yay!
We shall perhaps overcome. But if we don't, it's okay. We will still feel we
they got out there and they mixed it up, more or less. The game was surprisingly close because Gethsemane was blinded by rage and frustration. And in the closing minute, the Unitarians were just down by a field goal and they called a timeout.
Okay. Well, I sure had fun, you guys. Hope you did too. Good game. Good game.
Excuse me. The game's not over.
Oh, it's not? Okay, well, whose turn is it to be quarterback then?
I believe it's
Dear Lord. I've never played quarterback, but I pray now that you might give me this opportunity to prove your glory and that I might throw the ball like Brett Favre. Amen.
I'm sorry, was that actually a prayer?
Sorry.
I mean, what's with the religiosity? Yeah. Get off your knees.
I mean, are you out of your mind? We're Unitarians. Did you just cross yourself?
Oh, yes,
I did. You genuflected?
I did.
Okay, how could you do that?
Well, I was nervous. I just forgot. I thought it might help.
And at that moment, a mighty wind whipped across the field, and the sky blackened, and storm clouds scuttled overhead.
Huddle up, fellas. Huddle up here. Okay.
I'm going to throw the Hail Mary.
I'm sorry, what?
And in that instant, the wind blew the Gethsemane defensive team to their knees, and the Unitarian quarterback faded back, and he threw the ball, and it was carried on the wind, and Melanie caught it, and she ran into the end zone, and lo and behold, the Unitarians had won the game. After the game, the crowd cleared away, stunned in disbelief, and Mr. Lukanjohn stood lost and bewildered on the sideline.
Tell you, I'm a broken man, Warren.
Well, could be worse, Mr. Lukanjohn.
Huh? What happened?
Well, my bookie, Bernie, says the Unitarians bet $6 million on this game. They bet their whole endowment on this game. And they bet against themselves.
Huh.
So, you may be filing Chapter 11.
Well,
as for me, well, you know, I only bet $100. So, it could have been worse. And I had my coffee snorkels after all. And the Unitarians, let me tell you, they didn't care. They were happy. They were feeling no pain.
Unitarians, you're doing okay. At least you're not dark and depressing. The Baptists think they know the way. The Catholics are busy confessing. The Baptists, they stand far apart. They look down on dancing and boozing. Unitarians love music and art, and our sermons are much more amusing. Unitarians, our churches are small, and sometimes attendance is tiny. But still we look up at the sky, and always the sun is still shining. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, la 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 la. La 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 la. La la la.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.